What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Frank in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, yes. You know, that last caller brought up a lot of good points, what's happened to the white majority in this country. And what I would like to just talk about a little bit, if you allow me, is the abuse that's going on with this so-called affirmative action, minority, small business, business certification. Now, what that is specific programs from the federal and a lot of state programs that certify businesses to become women minority owned. Now, for an example, right, now we were brought up, I'm the same age as you, we were brought up to judge on content and character, not on color or skin. This program specifically is a race-specific program to give an unfair advantage to minorities and women-owned businesses. And I'll give you a perfect example of how it's being abused by people from India and China. A company like Microsoft hires an HB1 visa from India or China or Vietnam or one of these other countries. They come to the United States. In 2 years, they become citizens, or if they just become permanent residents. They go and apply to get a woman minority-owned certification business certificate, and that is the key that unlocks the door to everything you can think of to help your business, from tax credits to loans to grants, you name it. This is what these folks get. Now, if I want to start a company, and I had all those tax credits and stuff coming in, of course I'm going to have an unfair advantage over somebody that's starting to put out the business certification for minorities and women. This is what's been going on. So next time you stop at the Dunkin' Donuts and you see all the, you know, a bunch of Indians are working it, or 7-Eleven, you see people from Middle East working it, it's because they have access to loans and grants and tax credits that the average American white guy isn't. And the program is only directed against the white male, because a woman can have this certification and a minority in a subgroup, which includes Africans, people from the Middle East, people from Asia, sub-Asia. Everybody but the white males left out of that. So if you wonder why white males feel a lot of anger, this is one of the reasons why. Because like I said before, Mike, when we were brought up, we were to judge on content or character. But it's not. Our government judges us specifically on color of skin and where you come from. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of people are rankled over.
Well, originally when affirmative action was started up, it was supposed to guarantee equality of opportunity. But that's very hard to determine and very hard to enforce. So instead, they settled on the politically expedient path of a mandating equality of outcome. And that's where all this quota-based hiring and everything came from. But the system you're talking about actually can be gamed. And I know that because I have a friend who has a business, and he put 51% of the company's ownership in the name of his wife. So he also qualified for this women-owned business for the credits and grants and loans and everything. But it's basically his business, and his wife actually does very little for it. So there's a workaround for that. And the more of these programs they have, the more people are going to find ways to get around it as well. So it's not as ironclad as you thought. But you're absolutely right. There is clearly an anti-white heterosexual male bias in our society today. And I find it highly offensive, because in the long run, you don't cure racism by being racist. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to go for a system that is racist in reverse, supposedly for crimes that happened before any of our current generation was born.
Well, you're right. You know, I can understand with the African race, you know, they were enslaved and you give them a help. But since when do we enslave people from China or India? These people are getting the advantage because they got that certification that allows them to get all kinds of tax credits, grants, loans, low interest rate loans, near zero interest rate loans. I mean, it's being gamed, and I think it needs to end. I think we should all be given a fair start, and then take it from there.
But I agree. The playing field ought to be level. The playing field ought to be level, and it is not. The table is definitely tilted against indigenous Americans.
And then if you speak out, you're an angry white male. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's, of course you'd be angry.
Oh, you're an angry white male. Well, not at my age.
I'm sort of white male,
and I'm getting bored with all of this stuff. All right, Frank, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open again. Yesterday, one of the callers called in and asked about the latest Tom Cruise movie, American Made, and Claire and I did watch it last night. And it does come up very short in terms of what is known about what was really going on in MENA, Arkansas, about Iran-Contra. First of all, from a filmmaking point of view, I found the editing very, very choppy. And it made it actually harder to follow what was going on. The gist of the movie is they portrayed Barry Seal as doing the drug thing all on his own, and it was tolerated by the CIA rather than the CIA participating in the drug running itself. So that was probably the first of the big lies. The film briefly makes reference to Reagan and Bush, but as the caller pointed out, no mention at all of the Clintons, because Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas when all of this was going on out of that airport at MENA. So the film is fun to watch, but it is by no means a portrayal of history. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the show. Getting on over to Europe, pardon me, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is upping the ante, upping the war of words and the rhetoric regarding the migrant crisis, saying that he doesn't see all these Muslims pouring in to Hungary as refugees. He sees them as invaders. Outright invaders. And apparently in an interview in the German newspaper Bild, Viktor Orban called the migrant crisis an invasion. And a lot of people in Europe are feeling that way. One of the reasons for that is that many of these migrants are young men of military age. And it has caused quite a bit of consternation, especially when people are seeing the crime wave that the refugee open borders policy has brought with it. Speaking about filmmaking, we were talking about American Made here. One of the stories that has come out of the Bundy case, now that it's been thrown out of court with prejudice, the Bundys are free, and a lot of people are looking back at what was going on. And it turned out one of the things the FBI did, trying to find evidence that they could bring against the Bundys, they actually set up a fake documentary film crew. And they basically went around to everybody in the case, family members, and said, we're doing a documentary about the Bundy case. Please talk to us on camera. And then they would ask provocative questions, trying to elicit a response that would provide information for the FBI. Very sneaky people, these FBI. And it was just a plot to try and build the criminal cases against the Bundys and their supporters. So not everybody with a camera and a lens is your friend here. Now, over in Las Vegas, there is a Metro Police Department captain who disappeared on December 21st. Nobody knows where he went. But it turns out it's the same police captain that introduced the city's new ShotSpotter gunshot detection program last October, just 2 weeks after the Harvest Festival massacre. Now, we don't know if there's a tie in there. Basically, what ShotSpotter does is they have microphones that are set up all over the city, and it will hear a gunshot, and they will take the gunshot impulse from multiple microphones. They're very precisely timed, so they can triangulate, based on the speed of sound, where the shooting actually happened. So this police captain set this system up after the Mandalay Bay Hotel shooting, and then he's just disappeared. And that's a little bit mysterious. A lot of strange vanishings and suicides going on here. Meanwhile, over in New York, the New York Police Union has filed a lawsuit to stop the release of police body camera videos. And the idea is that the union is claiming police body cam videos should be protected, shielded from the public in the same way that performance evaluations and disciplinary actions are. In other words, you have no right to know what's going on. So if you've had an unfortunate altercation with the New York police, you will have to go to court to try and obtain that video, which sort of undermines the whole point of having those cameras on the police to begin with. Over in Los Angeles, there's an ongoing battle over the potential use of drones by the Los Angeles Police Department. And a lot of people are very concerned about police spying on people with these drones in inappropriate circumstances. And I know that was an issue when the police started running regular helicopter patrols over the city. Claire and I were living in Los Angeles while that was going on. And yes, there were times where the helicopters would come down and shine that light through our bedroom window. And so it really is an issue. And if you've seen the movie Blue Thunder, you'll understand some of the concerns were being raised even back then on that film. So the police have already approved a purchase of more drones and an officer training program, but the public debate is still going on. And the police are saying any drone deployment would only be for extreme circumstances, but the public are concerned about the potential for abuse of peeking through windows just for the heck of it. And it's a legitimate concern. It's a legitimate concern for all drones. And I would hope that in order to preserve our freedom to play with our little toys, that owners of private drones would show a little bit of citizenship and not abuse them, because it's only going to take a few incidents to find these things outlawed. I mean, you're already having to license and register the larger drones, and they are very useful. I've been noticing more and more on TV shows, the aerial shots are all being used by drones. 2 years ago at our local fun fair here in the city of Iaea, there was somebody there who was shooting the funfair grounds with a prosumer quality camera drone, and it got good video, very stable, much less expensive than trying to do a helicopter shot, much less disturbance from the downwash from the rotor of a helicopter. I'd hate to see those things being banned. Now, Monsanto is once again trying to create a climate in which you don't know whether the food you are eating is GMO or not. And at a recent Codex meeting in Berlin, Monsanto led an attempt to redefine genetically engineered food ingredients under the label of biofortified, so that consumers wouldn't know that if the label said biofortified, what it really meant was genetically engineered. Now, this contravenes the original Codex mandate for defining biofortification. That definition is based on improving the nutritional quality of food crops through conventional plant breeding, not genetic engineering, with the aim of making the nutrients bioavailable after digestion. That would be a good thing. Monsanto wants to hijack that designation and use it to basically hide the presence of genetically modified ingredients in food. So they're not giving up on that one at all. I continue to be very concerned about genetic engineering in the way that it seems to have been very recklessly deployed into the marketplace with inadequate testing. And we already know there have been some issues with it. Some are fairly benign. The Roundup Ready corn, for example, they found out unexpectedly the corn stalks are much more rigid and stiff than the natural variety of corn, and the farmers have to buy Kevlar-belted tires for their tractors, or the tire tractors will get punctured when they're basically plowing for a new crop. And part of the problem is that these genetic corporations, these labs, they're not looking for unexpected side effects. They'll basically take an organism, they'll shove their custom designer genes in there, test to see if they're getting the desired effect, and that's it. It goes to market. I am still wondering if Morgallen's disease was actually a horrendous mistake with GMO, because a report I saw about Morgallen's disease said somebody had tested the fibers growing out of people's skin and found plant DNA. Now, there is no reason plant DNA should be inside a human. So there's an area of concern, and I'm sure there will be absolutely no funding to verify this theory or not. We've been talking about this nasty flu. I'm still on the tail end of it. Claire is still on the tail end of it. I have to take her back to the doctors this afternoon. But apparently this one came out of nowhere. It caught everyone by surprise. And we're already starting to see the corporate media trying to play this thing about, don't get freaked out about it. Story coming out of the Boston Globe is saying that, this is going to be nasty, but it's not going to be all that bad. Now, this contradicts stories that we are seeing in other sources like WebNewsys. And apparently this flu now has a name. It's called the Aussie flu. Its CDC designation is H3N2. It's an aggressive strain of influenza A. And apparently it did emerge in Australia. It just hit everybody down there. And they're admitting in this article, this H3N2 strain is not covered in the current vaccine. So you need to be careful. And I'm mentioning this only because of the fact, don't be a hero. Don't think you're tougher than this is. If you start feeling sick and you start running a fever, you get to your care practitioner. Especially now they're saying that it affects the elderly more than the young. A week ago, they were saying exactly the opposite. All right, let's take a phone call. Stephen in Norway. Aloha, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thank you for a nice program. I'm listening from Norway quite a lot.
Thank you.
Lately, we have been a little bit disturbed here in Norway because there is a troop of U.S. Marines stationed here a little bit outside of the regulatory stuff, and everybody's wondering why they are here now and what they are doing specifically, because they have some special training, of course. So they are here to implement something, and nobody really get to know what it is. But then they have a general, Robert Neller, who's been visiting for Christmas and giving a speech to his men. And part of that speech, of course, went into local newspapers. And now it's all over Norway, this newspaper story about the American general talking to his men, newly stationed in Norway to implement some new technology, asking them now to be prepared for a big-ass fight.
Reading about that myself, and it did upset a lot of people. Why he would be over there in Norway. And I think the obvious answer is that the U.S. is still thinking that there's going to be a direct confrontation with Russia at some point in the future. And this is just part of the continuing buildup of weapons and troops with which to threaten Russia.
Yes, it looks like they have been including the northern part, the northern border of Russia also, in the mobilization of what was supposed to be a rocket shield towards Iran 10, 15 years ago. And now this rocket shield is from Turkey all the way up through Ukraine and the Baltics and now also in the Nordic countries, apparently starting some big plan about the 50-minute war with Russia with a massive missile attack, you know, and nobody really liked this thing. And Putin is out there warning the journalists. And today there was a press conference at the White House.
Okay, Stephen, I'm sorry to cut you off. We need to take a commercial break. Stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Stephen in Norway about the deployment of a detachment of Marines and some new technology. And apparently this general made a speech to these Marines basically saying, get ready for a big-ass conflict. And it's alarmed a lot of people. And I remember reading about this when it happened. And obviously the only really big conflict that they are going to be talking about is NATO against Russia. Which is going to be a bad idea for everybody. It's going to tear up the landscaping. It's going to end tourism. Anyway, Stephen, what else do you have to share with us?
No, I was just, everything else become kind of unimportant when you think about this possibility. And Mr. Robert Neller, General, is also a part of Joint Chief of Staff, so he's really in the central organs of the Pentagon and, of course, of NATO. And, of course, he knows what he's talking about. And when he's forewarning his men about the quality of job expected from them, etc., and the awareness expected from them, we understand that something is real, is going on. This is no fun shop. This is not for exercise and leisure. Or to test something for another day. No, this is something really well planned, and it's been going on for a long time, and it's part of a big, big setup for a D-Day that seemed to be coming now in November 2018, you know, if you have to listen to what they produced from the war scenario room in Pentagon 2011 already. That in the future we can deal with the Russian in one blow, we can eradicate the Russian military systems and take it all over, but we have to do it before they grow too strong. That was 2022. So the ideal time is like 2018, 1920. And the first pick there is 2018, unfortunately. And we're running kind of short of time, so I was thinking maybe better to question this thing than not.
No, I agree with you absolutely. And again, from the point of view of the United States government, they are committed to this war policy. They've been doing this for 17 years now. They can't just stop. They can't turn around and say, bad idea, and go back. The U.S. economy would immediately implode because countries would drop the U.S. dollar without that fear of the military. And so it does appear that we're headed toward an eventual war with Russia. Paul Craig Roberts a while back was saying that he was hearing people inside Washington, D.C. openly talking about just an unprovoked first nuclear strike against Russia's military assets. And obviously they would want those missiles. Not preemptive. Just haul off and nuke them. Because Russia's
calling
not
it preemptive, you know, it's the change of doctrine under Obama 2009 made preemptive possible. So what's preemptive? That's anything you want to be.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
It means that the general can assess the situation. Sorry.
Yeah, they're saying the word preemptive to make it look like it was necessary and it was the other guy's fault. We know that's an absolute lie. Putin is not coming to invade Europe. He's not coming to invade the United States of America. Both Europe and the United States are basically wrecked. Their economies are a disaster. They're flooded with refugees. Putin has enough problems to deal with in Russia. He doesn't have any ambitions of expanding into Europe right now. In fact, if you look at what's been going on,
Libya, you know, Mike,
it's NATO. It's NATO is expanding eastward toward Russia, even though promises were made following the fall of the Soviet Union that NATO would basically go no further than the border of Germany. And NATO has not kept that promise. Again, look at the map. Look at the timeline. You will see who the real aggressor is.
Yes, it's the same thing as with Libya. You had to go to Libya with a whole NATO force in order to do what? Wreck the country and take it over. Take out the gold, take over the oil, blah, blah, blah. All these kind of things. And the same thing is it again with Russia. The Russians are shit scared, you know. That's what they are. Exactly like the Libyans were. And now we are thinking that we should support Hitler because the Czechs were nasty to some German farmer or something, and the Polish were stamping on the borderline a minute or two. You know, that kind of thing is again here. Now we need the preemptive because Murmansk in the north of Russia is growing bigger. Okay, so it's growing bigger. Yeah, now we have to need a preemptive strike there also. It's very easy to find a reason for a general to make a strike.
Absolutely.
He can use whatever he likes, even peace.
What we got from the Downing Street memo, you know, they admitted in the Downing Street memo, the decision to invade Iraq had been made. They just needed to fix the propaganda around that. In other words, they had to find a way to sell it to ordinary people. But we understand who the aggressor is. We understand why they're aggressing. And it all comes down to a failed economy and trying to patch it up with other people's wealth.
Yes, and by the destruction, not only the other people's wealth, but by keeping some kind of destruction going on. So people should think that poverty is bad, but war is even worse. You know, you're threatening people with debt in order to keep them in line, so to speak. This is horrible, you know. That has nothing to do with democracy.
You're absolutely right. Stephen, I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take another commercial
break. Thank you for taking the call. Thank you so much. And keep up the good work.
I will as long as I can. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the telephones now. Stanley in Florida. Aloha, Stanley. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, it's hard.
Stanley, are you there? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Do you hear me?
I hear you now.
You know, it's hard to keep a main question in mind when you're listening to so much baloney, let's say baloney, while I'm on the phone here. You know, it's just amazing.
I think I'm insulted.
Now, let me just tell you, you know, you talk about food problems like you go to the grocery store and you buy food that automatically makes you gain weight, you know, GMOs and all this stuff, but you never discuss the kosher industry. You know, these people that control this kosher industry, that control the grocery stores, they're the same people bringing the drugs into this country. They're the same people that brought the slaves into this country. But yet, that's not an issue on your show. I just wonder why. I mean, is there a fine line
We've talked about all those topics. We've talked about all those topics in the past here. As a matter of fact, I've mentioned that, you know, I like kosher food in part because it doesn't have the adulteration of the normal food. We've talked about the slave trade and who was really behind it. I would hesitate to say that same group of people is bringing the illegal drugs into this country, certainly because of the involvement of the Central Intelligence Agency in that process. And they basically guard their supply lines. The war on drugs is the war on other people's drugs, the war on the competition's drugs.
Wait a minute. You like kosher food, but yet
my first wife was Jewish.
Other food. You don't
my
like
first
these
wife
other
was
foods
Jewish.
That make you fat, you say. You know, that you've been eating all your whole life and making you fat, that come in the guise of kosher. But that doesn't bother
you. Wait a minute.
That is hypocrisy.
No, okay, Stanley, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here because you're in here to try and grind an axe of racism that I personally do not want to grind. And again, I'm opposed to sweeping broad brush statements about these people did this, these people did that. All bad things that happen are done by small groups of individuals. That's why when we talk about what's going on in Israel, we're not talking about the Israeli people who right now are actually very much opposed to what their government is doing. We talk about what the individuals in government are doing. Netanyahu. And we go with a Brad. We want to go with a pinpoint. This person did this bad thing. These people did this other small groups. Okay, and just not say, well, these people did the, you know, they're responsible for all the evils. We're not going to go down that way. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Jerome in Santa Ana. Aloha, Jerome. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Right on. I want to talk about geoengineering, but real quick, I want to give a shout out to the Ron Gibson channel, which is where I get to watch your show from. Shout out to CryptoThinker and Vic Trottier Chatters. They're great folks. And secondly, real quick again, there's a 60 hertz buzz in the broadcast online. I don't know if you're hearing that or not in-house.
Is that the BAM user feed?
Sir?
That's the video feed?
Correct. Yes, sir. It's 60 hertz. It might be a ground switch or something. I don't know what's going on.
All
here.
Right,
I'm not hearing it on the telephone
this.
Here.
I got to replace this unit here.
So just to let you know. But anyways,
all right, thanks.
Geoengineering. So, like, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, please. My girlfriend loves to drink champagne, right? But
okay.
She loves my non-filtered urine better. What are your thoughts?
Wow! Come on. That's a little bit out there. Okay. You wanted to talk about ISIS?
Yeah, I'll talk about ISIS.
Yeah, let's go on to that topic
here. Chicken cowards. I think ISIS is a bunch of chicken cowards.
Well, ISIS is a fake. They're a manufactured group. We had this media campaign of phony beheadings to convince us they were the successors to Al-Qaeda, which was another manufactured group. But we found out that they were actually working on the side of the United States and Israel inside Syria. And the good news is the Syrian government
and
Russia.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I had a quick question just came to mind. I've been watching this guy named George Webb. Are you aware of that guy on YouTube?
No, not really.
There's a guy, George Webb, W-E-B-B, so William Epsilon Boy.
Okay.
And for about the past year and a half, he's been doing about 3 to 4 minute videos daily on the Awans, the DNC. He's actually sued, put to court, sued the Podesta group. I think he's the one that made them shut down. Yeah, he's just all over the place, and he's really quite knowledgeable and stuff. And in your downtime, I know you're probably very busy, but if you have time, man, check that guy out, George Webb. He'd be a great interview, man. You guys would be like peas and carrots. It'd be a wonderful show.
Okay.
Now, thank you for your time. I don't want to hold you up.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now empty. And we're going to actually do some real news here. Getting on back to science and health here. It has been 100 years since the Spanish influenza pandemic of 1918. It's now 2018, 100 years. And basically, this flu infected 500 million people around the globe and killed anywhere between 20 and 50 million of them. And I even had people in my family tree who succumbed to this illness on my mother's side. I don't know about the father's side. We don't have the information here. So a lot of people are looking at it and looking at it in the context of the Aussie flu and saying, could this be as bad? Because this is a bad flu, especially when you consider that the current flu shot is totally ineffective against this. Now, there's an interesting history about the so-called Spanish flu. For one thing, it is misnamed. It didn't come from Spain. It actually it first emerged on a U.S. military base in Kansas. And interestingly enough, it emerged among a group of soldiers who'd been volunteers in a series of vaccine trials. But the soldiers were infected with the disease. And apparently, because the incubation period was fairly long, some of them went on out and they were being rotated out to the remains of the battlefields of World War One. And that was a really dark time. World War One had just ended, the war to end all wars. Boy, there was a whopper of a lie. And these soldiers went on out all over the world, spreading the disease with them as they went. And it was a very nasty one. Interestingly, there is an anecdotal story that scientists in the aftermath of the, again, misnamed Spanish flu, noticed something very strange. There was a factory, and I think it was in Chicago, that manufactured Baker's cinnamon. You know, you go to the store, you get a little bottle of cinnamon powder, and the powder is made by simply grinding up the bark from a cinnamon tree. And we all know cinnamon, cinnamon rolls, cinnamon toast. And they noticed that none of the people working at this factory grinding up the cinnamon bark ever got the flu. And it's one of the clues that led scientists to realize that tree bark in general does contain defense mechanisms against illness, and that cinnamon is actually very effective at preventing certain illnesses. So if you've got the flu around you, you might want to think about getting some cinnamon buns for dinner. And I'm not saying it's absolutely going to protect you, but it couldn't hurt. Okay, let's get back onto computers. We're still seeing this circus over these CPU bugs slash backdoors. And now, apparently, Microsoft issued a warning the other day that certain antivirus products were going to have to be disabled, or they were going to have to somehow be isolated because they weren't working with the patch for the meltdown bug on the chips. And it has to do with the way the patch is dealing with the meltdown bug. Now, the meltdown bug slash backdoor opens up the kernel memory to outside access. The kernel memory is the most private protected memory on a computer. Normally, it is mapped at the very top of the memory range and declared off limits. The meltdown backdoor basically opens up that gate. And so the meltdown patch from Microsoft moves the kernel into its own private virtual memory address space. And by moving it like that, it's breaking various forms of antivirus security software that do read, do have access to the kernel memory. So basically, Microsoft has moved its cookies out of the jar, and they basically spotted antivirus makers with their hands in the cookie jar, and they're saying that there's going to have to be some engineering to solve that. What a huge, huge mess. We already talked about Twitter giving Donald Trump's direct messages to Robert Mueller earlier. Oh, and we have another phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. Good day, Michael. Michael, yesterday I called you and I told you about the Kennedy situation with the 1965 Adjustment Act. I'm sorry I didn't straighten that out and said Ted Kennedy, of course. At that time, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, because John F. Kennedy was dead in 1963.
Right. That's why I hadn't said that it was the 65 Adjustment Act. But Another thing is, you had a caller to call in yesterday after me, not long after, and he was talking about, well, this maybe he's racist, this guy. Well, maybe he's not. But listen, all I was bringing up was a 1900 statistic that about the blue eyes. And also, look at us there, Michael. In Sweden and Norway and all those countries that predominantly are having blue eyes, look what's going to happen to Sweden in the next probably 50 years. Okay, that's the point of this matter here. What I was trying to suggest there. Now, that's what I was trying to get to. But now I'm listening to the news just now about what's going on with DACA. This guy Bob Goodlatte, I guess he's already now proposing that the Democrats are going nuts, is that he's saying, no, he's not going to give them citizenship. They're going to get a green card. And he can work on that in a couple of years, but they're going to get green cards and all the Democratic Party, going nuts. And they just had a leader, one of the people for the Democratic Party, say there's no way they're not going to go vote if Trump wants the wall. Basically, they're saying there's no wall, no deal. You put the wall, there ain't no deal.
Yes.
So I guess, Donald Trump's going to have to do like Ann Coulter said. He's actually going to have to deport, kick them all out. They all have to go. Build the wall tall and deport them all. That's all I can tell you. You have to build the wall really tall.
I actually agree with you. I actually agree with you. I don't think the wall was going to work anyway. I think enforcement of the existing Title VIII laws is going to help. Cut off the financial incentive for these people to come here because that's what's luring them here. The Democrats have got all kinds of free stuff. Well, it's not free. The rest of America pays for it. But they're handing out all these goodies to anybody who can step across the border. It's a Title VIII violation right there, and this has got to stop. And yes, anybody who doesn't have the paperwork to be here, doesn't have a residency card, a green card, or citizenship, yeah, kick them out of the country. There's no reason for them to be here. And no, it is not racist. Illegal is not a race. We're just talking about a practical solution. This country is already overcrowded, especially in the job market. This unrestrained immigration is leading to all kinds of problems with gang activity in this country. We're right. Getting other nations' criminals are coming in here.
That's right, Michael. And I don't know if you had a chance to see they had the thing in Washington with Donald Trump and then the leader from Norway, the lady from Norway. And Donald Trump, he had a great little speech there, and he was right there to all those millions of people listening. Donald Trump said, well, listen, how come Israel can have a wall around it? And Israel's wall seems to be working pretty good. And by the way, Israel wants to kick off all their criminals. And as soon as he said, I noticed that it was like, man, it was like a second delay on the TV. It was the strangest thing, but of course I know how that is. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm just not being racial, Michael, but listen, let's look at Hollywood. 2% of the population is controlling 99% of Hollywood, it seems like, with what Weinstein and all these other schmucks out there. They're throwing a narrative down on the public, what you should see, what's good and what's bad. I mean, it's unbelievable. And again, look at the Supreme Court. Not being racial, Michael. 2% of the population, yet they have 50% of the power of the Supreme Court. Amazing situation. Maybe more. So,
well, my primary concern is less with the Supreme Court and more with the dual citizens, where you're not sure where their loyalties are really lying. And other countries do not allow dual citizens to work in the government, and I think that's a very wise and prudent policy. But you need to go back and look at the history of the film industry because after Edison invented the motion picture camera and the Lumiere brothers invented projection, it was New York Jewish fur traders who actually started the entire motion picture industry in the United States. And they just sort of kept it inside the club since then. The reason they moved to Hollywood, the reason Hollywood even exists, is these early filmmakers were not paying royalties to the Edison company for the use of his motion picture technology. So they came out to Hollywood where they had great weather for making movies, and it was just a short trip down to the border with Mexico if Edison's lawyers caught up with them, which never happened.
Right. I believe it used to be called Hollywoodland before it was called Hollywood. They used to call it Hollywoodland. You're absolutely right. They
well,
started
hang
the Nickelodeon
on.
Machine.
Let me respond to that here. The city has always been called Hollywood. There was a housing development up in the hills that was called Hollywoodland, and that's what that sign was built to advertise. And it was built back in the 1920s. The letters back then were outlined with light bulbs. In fact, there was a guy who lived in a shack at the bottom of the sign, and his job was to replace the light bulbs as they burned out. And it was so bright, you could see it all the way out to Catalina Island. And through the years, it fell into disrepair. The last four letters, land, were knocked over in an earthquake and never put back up again. And then the sign was replaced with a steel and concrete version for the Los Angeles Olympics. And I actually, hanging on my wall, I have a piece of the original wood framing from the Hollywood Land sign. So a little bit of history there.
Really cool. That's very cool. We see what Hollywood's doing to our country, basically. It's a joke, but yeah, I get it.
All right,
yeah,
Tom, I got to let you go. Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. I got one more caller waiting on the line we're going to close out the show with. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking on the Fox News crawl, and apparently something like 32 Republican members of Congress are not going to be seeking re-election this November. So it looks to me like we may be dealing with a Democratic Congress. That means Trump is going to be dealing with a Democratic Congress, which is absolutely going to be dedicated to not letting him accomplish anything that he can campaign on in 2020. We're going to take one more phone call here, and we're going to go to Susan in Ohio. Aloha, Susan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I've been listening to you for about 4 years with my husband every day.
Thank you.
And I never call, but I have a comment. I couldn't believe the man who called you talking about urine. I thought it was disgusting. And I thought you handled it very well. I just wanted to tell you that. And that
well, you know,
I wanted to
there's
say.
All kinds of people out there. There's all kinds of people out there,
sure
with different
are.
Views. Some of them are
he sure
actually.
He sure did have a different one, didn't he?
He was a little bit out there, and but there are people who actually are working for public relations firms in the government, and they'll call into shows like this to try and kookify them. I think that call qualifies as one of them, or to rant about the Jews like the other caller did, to try and damage our image, damage our branding, as it were. And I have very little patience for people like that. And we're a show that
time.
Deals. They're not just wasting my time, not just wasting the listeners' time. Again, they're trying to make us appear kooky in an effort to drive audience members back to the warm embrace of corporate media.
Oh, yes. And I also wanted to say, tell your wife, Claire, prayers to her.
Thank
you. I hope she gets better soon.
I hope so,
too. And I enjoy listening to you. You really help out a lot. You have a lot of good information.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. I will pass on your prayers to Claire.
Okay, thank you. You have a good afternoon, evening, whatever it is.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go. We're coming up here to the end of the program. We're not going to take any more phone calls. This is a weird story. Apparently, this 17-year-old guy, Andrew Spensberger, has been charged with possession of child pornography after photos of a 2-year-old were found on his cell phone. This has happened in O'Fallon, Missouri, and he was turned in by his own father, who found the image on the cell phone, and apparently the 2-year-old was a relative of the father's girlfriend. That's just getting a little bit out there. And it's another reminder, we, as a nation, we've lost our moral compass. I mean, this idea that, you know, anything is permitted, it's a lack of good parenting with, you know, the dual income reality, the economic reality. The parents aren't there to provide any kind of moral guidance to young people anymore. And they just think that this stuff is okay. As you know, still a cold snap on the East Coast. A lot of people are very concerned. There are more homeless than there are homeless shelters. And there are American homeless who are being left out in the cold. And it raises a serious concern about whether they're going to be able to survive. And I know they've got all kind of tricks with rolled up newspaper and stuff. But still in all, it is shameful to see all this money going to illegal immigrants and refugees and so little taking care of real Americans. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And please stay tuned to John Stebmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.